This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. It's official, there will be no minor league baseball this summer, and that means the Vermont Lake Monsters will not be playing at Centennial Field in Burlington this year. The team, which is affiliated with the Oakland A's organization, has also been listed among the minor league clubs that could lose their connection with Major League Baseball under a future contract. And for more on this, I'm joined by the Lake Monsters general manager, Joe Dowd. Joe, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what was your reaction when you found out that there would not be a season this year?
Upsetting. You know, it's a bummer. You know, I think, our season officially had been delayed, indefinitely as we were supposed to open on June 18th. You know, so I think it was, wasn't a giant shock given COVID-19 and both the national and, of course, statewide implications and guidelines and whatnot. You know, certainly is a bummer, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Well, so now that the season is officially not happening, what does that mean for the Lake Monsters' finances? Are you going to be able to stay afloat till next season?
Yeah, you know, it's an unprecedented time for sure. Minor league baseball has been around, I believe, since the early 1900s. I think it's 1901. This is the first season that's ever not happened, essentially. You know, I think we're going to be in good shape here, certainly. We've really shifted a lot of our focuses to the things that we can control and, are able to, still bring in some revenue. So our merchandise sales have actually been phenomenal. We've had incredible both local and national support on that. Now that this announcement is official, we've been working certainly also a little bit more quietly about looking at other ways to use the facility and our resources. And we hope here within the next week or so to have some stuff rolled out to the public. So, there won't be baseball, but we're certainly staying busy.
And what would that look like? I mean, can you say what ways you could use the facilities that could bring in revenue?
I'm not there yet, but definitely some fun stuff.
And in terms of your staff, are you able to pay your staff this summer?
Yeah. So we have local ownership who's been fantastic through this whole thing. We're one of the fewer teams in the industry who've been able to maintain our staff.
As I mentioned earlier, the Lake Monsters have been on a list of teams that could lose their affiliation with the major leagues. What would that mean for the Lake Monsters if that affiliation was lost?
It would be unfortunate, that's for sure. Those conversations, they're still ongoing. Basically, the agreement ends at the end of September. I don't really have a lot on that just because nothing has been finalized. And, those conversations have been a little bit on hold. Everybody's trying to kind of focus on the short term. And I'm going to guess those conversations would start back up at some point here. But we're hoping for the best.
Well, I guess just given the uncertainty around that issue, as well as the loss of this season, how confident do you feel in the longer term future of the Lake Monsters being in Burlington?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to say, with those negotiations, again, because they're ongoing. I think the challenge is that, it's unless you're at the table and it's really hard to speculate on what's being said or not being said. Major League Baseball has, very publicly stated that there's, a plan for, there's 160 minor league baseball teams across the country. And there's a plan for all 160 of those markets who have baseball, certainly. So, I really don't know. I really can't comment on what the long-term may look like, but just based on what Major League Baseball has said, I think there would be some sort of plan, certainly. So.
Well, just finally, Joe, looking forward to this summer, obviously without baseball in Burlington, what will you miss most about not having a normal baseball season at Centennial Field this year?
Kind of everything, I guess. That's a tough one. Burlington and Vermont certainly is it's a very small state. It's a very small community. We play 38 home games as part of our schedule. And, we're doing about 85,000 fans over the course of those 38 games in a 2.5 month window. It is a fair amount of people who come through the gates as far as, the size of the state and certainly the size of the community. It's certainly tough to, have spent the whole off season working towards that and, lining up our giveaways and promotional schedule and all the kind of back end work that goes into the season. And then from the community side, there are a lot of fans, both who are more consistent, season ticket holders and our mini plan holders and, host families and whatnot who come out to, a fair amount of our games. But also there's a lot of fans who, every year it's their first game with their child or grandchild maybe. And it's their first time at Centennial and first time experiencing professional baseball. And You know, those people I, of course, feel bad for as well, too, because it's a, you know, it's a massive void. You know, it's going to be a pretty big hole this summer as far as filling people's time. So it's sad on all ends, certainly. And I'm sad internally for our office and our staff here. But, you know, certainly, you know, sympathize with all of our fans and people who are going to miss Lake Monsters games this summer. Yeah.
Joe Dowd is the general manager of the Vermont Lake Monsters. Joe, thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.